Two Los Angeles City Council members are refusing to leave their jobs. They're among three lawmakers who were secretly recorded talking in racist terms about redistricting and political support. One of the Democrats has resigned under pressure from President Biden, among others. The other two have not. And though they have also not been turning up for city council meetings, they're collecting their paychecks. NPR's Vanessa Romo has been looking into that. Hey there, Vanessa.
Hi, Steve.
So if they haven't quit, I get politicians who refuse to resign. People do that. Why haven't they been showing up at City Hall?
Well, both have said that they think that it would be very distracting in terms of the process and the things on the agenda of the city council that need to move forward. They also are probably being kept out because of the giant crowds of people who are there who have consistently berated them even when they're not there.
So it would be problematic, to say the least, for them to show up, but they're being paid. How much?
Well, they make a pretty good salary, according to the California State Comptroller's Office, who gets their information from the city's W-2s. Pay for all city council members is roughly $218,000 a year. They also get lots of other perks. They earn about $66,000 a year in pensions. And on top of that, they also get a city car to drive around, and they have budgets for meals and travel expenses. So when you add that all up, it's a pretty staggering figure.
Is that a lot more than other city council members in other cities?
It's more than what city council members in San Francisco and New York make by about $70,000. And actually, the city council members make more than the governor of California.
Wow.
Right. But, you know, the greatest discrepancy is actually between what the city council members make and the people that they serve, especially when you take an even closer look at the incomes of the people who live in Kevin de Leon and Gil Cedillo's districts. L.A. is a huge sprawl, obviously, so of course there's going to be a lot of range there. But in Boyle Heights, for example, which is a largely Latino working-class neighborhood in De Leon's district, the median income there, according to the latest census figures available, is about $44,000 a year, and about 26% of people are living in poverty. And then in Chinatown, which is in Gil Cedillo's district, the median income household is less than $50,000.
But they're still collecting this pay, so what, if anything, would force them out?
It really doesn't seem like that's going to happen. Kevin de Leon, who has had people protesting outside of his office and even people camped out in front of his home, he went on television and flat out said he's not resigning. He said that that would be the easy way out, that in order to do the real work of healing, he needs to stay. And he's got another 2 years left in his term, so that's about $568,000 in salary and pension. Meanwhile, Gil Cedillo was actually already on his way out. His term ends mid-December. Officially, he said through a spokesperson that he remains, quote, at a place of reflection, and if he waits it out at $18,000 a month, that adds up to a minimum of $36,000 in salary.
Place of reflection, okay, but is there any way to force them out?
No, they cannot be forced out. The only thing that could happen is a recall election, but other than that, there's no way to push them out.
NPR's Vanessa Romo, thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve.